Notice verse 18, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now, the eyes of your heart being enlightened, and you'll notice here that this is quite remarkable, the eyes of your heart, not the eyes of your mind, that your heart might understand. You see that you may be very brilliant intellectually, but that does not guarantee that you can understand spiritual truth. Because eye hath not seen, neither ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. And only the Spirit of God can teach them to you. Now, I have no understanding of music whatsoever. I can't sing, I can't carry a tune. I recognize very few tunes. I do not know what a pitch is. That's a foreign field to me. Now, I ask a musician. In fact, I had a music director one time, and he made the statement publicly. He says, I can teach anybody to sing. I stood up immediately, and I said, brother, you've got a pupil. Nobody's ever been able to teach me to sing. So, all right, the congregation laughed, and we made an engagement. And every Thursday afternoon, I met with him for a month. At the end of the month, he gave up. He said, you know, I just really believe you're right. You'd never be able to learn music. I said, that's true. I said, how could I ever learn? He said, the only way in the world would be for you to be born again. What he meant was, I'd have to be born another person. Now, my friend, as far as spiritual knowledge is concerned, no person can understand it. Eye hath not seen, ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. And it's only as you and I are willing for the Spirit of God to teach us. I've told many times about that dear little lady up there in Sherman, Texas, that when I went up to preach there, why, they asked me to speak to her. Everybody called her Grandma. She's way up in years, couldn't read nor write. And I started out by trying to explain to her John 14. I thought I'd take something simple for Grandma. After all, she couldn't read or write. She wasn't smart like I was. I was a first-year seminary student, and I had to answer to everything at that time. And she listened to me for about 5 minutes. Then she said to me, young man, did you ever notice that? Well, I hadn't noticed it, I'll be honest with you, and I couldn't understand how she noticed it. She couldn't read nor write. She knew things about John 14 I've never read in any commentary. And no Bible teacher ever taught those to me. Do you know how she did? The eyes of her understanding were opened by the Spirit of God. Oh, my friend, the Spirit of God wants to teach us. And one of the reasons that God's people are not in the Word of God today is because they're not willing for the Spirit of God to teach them. They have to listen to a poor preacher like me. Or they have to go to some home Bible class. Why don't you let the Spirit of God teach you, Christian friend? When you read a passage of Scripture and you say, I don't understand that. I read that. I have people say that. I read that many times, and I never saw that in it. Well, when you didn't get anything out of it, you get to a barren place in Scripture, and I get there many times, even today. Just get down on your knees, sir. Just turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I missed the point, and you'll have to teach me, and he'll teach you. Then that's the first thing, and then the second thing is that the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now, it's not our inheritance here in him, but it's his inheritance in us. Now, I think the illustration would be the land of Canaan. The land of Canaan belonged to God, and he gave the children of Israel possession of it. Now, by and by, he's going to take possession of this universe that you and I live in. And through his saints, we're going to reign with him. And I've just wondered about that. In fact, that's an area I've just never been able to penetrate. And again, the Spirit of God needs to make this real to us. He has an inheritance in us today. And we're tied in, as the children of Israel, we're tied in with that land. We're going to rule someday.